السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم. إن شاء الله. I hope that all of you are doing well. Today for our lesson, we are continuing where we left off from Surah Al-Ma'idah, إن شاء الله, starting from ayah number 77. And our lesson today is going to be until ayah number 79. So we're just going to start first with the recitation of these verses. If y'all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite, starting from ayah number 77, inshallah. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ لَا تَغْلُوا فِي دِينِكُمْ غَيْرَ الْحَقِّ لَا تَغْلُوا فِي دِينِكُمْ غَيْرَ الْحَقِّ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا أَهْوَاءَ قَوْمٍ قَدْ ضَلُّوا مِنْ قَبْلُ قَدْ ضَلُّوا مِنْ قَبْلُ وَأَضَلُّوا كَثِيرًا وَضَلُّوا عَنْ سَوَاءِ السَّبِيلِ لُعِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ عَلَى لِسَانِ دَاوُودَ على لسان داود وعيسى بن مريم ذلك بما عصوا وكانوا يعتدون كانوا لا يتناهون عن منكر فعلوه لبئس ما كانوا يفعلون.
Inshallah, that is our lesson, ayah number 77 to ayah number 79. Now, for the theory part of our class, in the previous lesson, we were covering the topic of mudud, the lengthenings. And we were covering specifically under the mudud, we were talking about mad badal. So mad badal, as we learned, is another type of mad that is bisabab al hamza. It is a lengthening that is caused because of a letter hamza. But something that was different about mad badal, as opposed to the other mududs that we have covered so far, is that in this med specifically, the letter Hamza comes before the med letter. So in all of our other ones, we said that there was going to be a med, and then the letter after is a Hamza, and this is going to cause that med to be longer than two counts. But for med badal, we have the Hamza, and then the med letter comes after. So we have Hamza, and then after that, there is going to be a med letter. So when this happens, when the letter Hamza comes before the med letter, it becomes Hamza Mamdud, as it is pulled by a med letter. So we have Hamza followed by an Alif, Hamza followed by a Waw, or we have Hamza followed by a Ya. So now this is known as med badal. It can also occur in the beginning, middle, or end of the word. So unlike the other mududs that we have covered, for those we knew that it has to be in the middle of a word or it has to be in the end of a word to be considered that specific type of med. But for med badal, it can happen in the beginning, middle, or end of the word. And because the hamza comes before the med letter, it is only going to be lengthened for two vowel counts. So this is a type of meds that, alhamdulillah, many people do not have an issue with. When they are reciting the Quran, they recite it correctly. And this is not something that requires too much attention, because naturally when people start reciting the Quran and learning the recitation, they naturally pick up on this med. So for example, we have the word amanu. So this is a two-count med badal. We have hamza followed by the letter alif. We have the word udu, which is a two-count med badal. Imanan, this is a two-count med badal. So in all of these cases, we see that this is a normal two-count med. Now, as we covered in the last class, there is a reason why we are studying med badal here. Even though it is a two-count med, there is something that we must keep in mind, and we have to know the rules of the special cases of med badal. And as we learned in the previous classes, there are four special cases, and inshallah today we will go over them one final time before we move on to the next type of med. So for mad badal, there are again four special cases in the Quran. You only find them in four spots. So in four ayat, you will find these words. They only occur four times in the Quran. So it's very important that we know exactly where and when these words occur, so that when we do come upon them, we know when we recite them and how to recite them. So the first one, as we learned, is in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah number 283. So in this ayah, we have the word Al-Ladhi'tubina. So when we are continuing the recitation, it will be recited exactly the way that it's written. So when we are continuing the recitation, when we find any of these words, we will continue reciting them exactly the way that it's written. So there is no special rule here that is needed. Exactly the way that you see it written, with that hamza, with a sukoon, you can recite in that way. So Al-Ladhi'tubina, if you are continuing the recitation, exactly this way you will recite. But the mad badal special case occurs when you are stopping and beginning from the word that starts with hamza. So for example, here we have two words. We have alladhi and we have u'tumina. So when I stop at alladhi and then I want to begin the recitation from u'tumina, that is when I will apply the special case of mad badal. So here we have the word alladhi u'tumina, and for any reason, if I have decided to stop and I have said alladhi and now I want to continue, how will I continue? Normally, if you are continuing, you would say u'tumina. But in this case, because it is a special case of mad badal, you will turn that hamza into a two-count mad. So instead of saying u'tumina, you will say u'tumina. Now this has become a two-count mad. U'tumina becomes u'tumina. Alladhi, and then you stop. U'tumina. When I continue, alladhi'tumina, exactly the way that it's written. When I stop, alladhi u'tumina. So this is the first case of mad badal. Again, these special cases only occur when you are starting the recitation from this word. So if I start the recitation from this word, then I will turn it into a two-count mad. It will turn from u'tumina into u'tumina. Now this is a two-count mad. Now the second case is in Surah Ahqaf, ayah number 4. This one is a little bit more relevant because this is an allowed stop. In the Quran, you will see that there is that sign of stopping in this ayah. So you will notice that a lot of people do tend to stop. The one that we just covered in Surah Al-Baqarah, it's a very odd place to stop. And unless you are running out of breath, it's not recommended to stop in this place. So this one in Surah Ahqaf is a recommended stop. You will see that there is that sign of the stop. And you will notice that a lot of shuyukh do stop on this part. So this is why this one is a little bit more important to remember, because it is more likely that we will stop in this spot. So again, when we have two words, if you are continuing, it will be recited exactly the way that it's written. So this ayah is Fis Samawa Tituni. So if I'm continuing the recitation, I will recite exactly the way that it's written. I don't have to bring about any changes or apply any special rules. Exactly the way that it's written, I will just read it like that. And then if I am stopping after Fis Samawat and I am beginning from the word that has Hamzatul Qatr, then I will go and begin with the special rule of mad badal. So we have Fis Samawat Ituni, and I stop and I say Fis Samawat. Normally I would say Ituni, but in this case I will turn it into a two-count mad and I will say Ituni. So I will say Fis Samawat Ituni bi kitabin. And I will continue and I will now turn this into a two-count mad. So this is the second case. The third one is in Surah Yunus, ayah number 15. The word is Liqa'a Na'ti. So here, when you are continuing, again, you just say it exactly the way that it's written. And then when you are stopping at liqa'ana, then you will go and use that special case of mad badal. So normally, if I stop here, I say liqa'ana, and then I stop, and then I will say i'ti. But here, because it is a special case of mad badal, I will make it a two-count mad, and I will say i'ti. Now it is a two-count mad. So I say liqa'ana. So now this is a two-count mad. So this is the third case. And then the fourth case is in Surah Tawbah, ayah number 49. And the sentence is يَكُولُ ذَلِّ. Again, if you are continuing the recitation exactly the way that it's written, you can just recite it in that manner. And then if you are stopping, you will say يَكُول. And then you will normally say ذَلِّ. But because this is a special case of mad badal, you will turn this into a two-count mad. And you will say ذَلِّ. So from يَقُولُ ذَلِّي, and then if you stop, يَقُولُ إِذَلِّي. So now these are the four special cases of mad badal. So again, one more time, we have أَلَّذِئْتُ مِنَا in Surah Baqarah, ayah 282. sorry, 283. So we have الذي تمنى, and then if I stop, الذي أُتمنى أمانته. And then in Surah Ahqaf, Ayah 4, I have في السماوات ائتوني. And then if I stop, في السماوات ائتوني بكتاب. And in Surah Yunus, Ayah number 15, I have لقاء نأتي بقرآن. And if I stop, لقاء أنا ائتي بقرآن. And then in Surah Tawbah, Ayah 49, we have يقول ذلي ولا. And then if I stop, يقول إذلي ولا. So these are the four special cases of مد بدل. Again, they are only applicable if you are stopping and beginning from this word that starts with Hamzat al-Qatع and Hamzat al-Wasl. So these four specific words. أتمنى, إتوني, إتي, إذلي. So these four words, if you are beginning the recitation from these words, then you will apply the special case. And if you are continuing the recitation, then you will recite the way that you normally see it written. So these four spots, inshallah, if you all could write them down and in your Qur'ans, highlight, underline, circle, whatever you need to do to bring your attention to these words. And then underneath, you can recite or write down how you are meant to be reading this word. So here for الذي تمنى, for example, you can write أتمنى, alif, and then waw with a sukun. And then this will help you remember that this is how it is meant to be recited. And then you can write down مد بدل, special case, whatever it is that you need to do. So again, these are Surah Baqarah, Ayah 283, Surah Ahqaf, Ayah 4, Surah Yunus, Ayah 15, and then Surah Tawbah, Ayah 49. So these are the four special cases of Mad Badal. Inshallah, in the next class, we will begin with the next type of Mad, which is going to be Mad'arid Lissukun. This is a type of Mad that we should already be familiar with. We have been reciting with this type of Mad. And inshallah, in the next class, we will look at exactly what this type of Mad is, what are the rules of this Mad. And then inshallah, we will move on to the next lesson after that. Now let's go ahead and look at the analysis of these verses, starting from ayah number 77.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ.
So here in قُلْ, قَاف is going to be heavy, لَمْ has تَوَسُّط, so we will rest on this for a little bit.
يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ,
yeah, this is going to be a four count mad, ahla, this is going to be a ha with a sukun. When we have ha with sukun, we will read it with a little bit of hems. Make sure that air is coming from the chest and then make sure that it is audible even when it has a sukun.
Ahla al-kitab.
And then here, la taghlu, ghain is going to be heavy.
Fi dinikum, mim has tawassut. Ghayr al-haq,
ghain is going to be heavy. Ra in this case is going to be heavy because it has a fatha.
Ghayr al-haqqi, qaf is going to be heavy.
وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا أَهْوَاءَ قَوْمٍ تَتَّبِعُوا أَهْوَاءَ. This is a four-count mad, and this is going to be mad jaiz munfasil. So we learned that for mad jaiz munfasil, it is when a mad occurs at the end of a word. So here we see that there is the waw with the mad, and then the next letter is hamza in the following word. So this is going to be mad jaiz. And then in the next word, we have أَهْوَاءَ قَوْمٍ. This is going to be mad wajib muttasil. It is wajib, meaning that it is fard to recite. You must recite this a full four or five count mad, depending on your speed of recitation. And this is because that mad is found within the same word as the hamza. So ahwa'a, this is one word, and the hamza and the mad both appear in that same word, which makes it wajib. And then here, ha with a sukun, again, give it a little bit of hams, give it some air from the chest to make sure that it is audible, even when you hear that there is that sukun.
Qawmin, qaf is going to be heavy.
Qad, qaf is heavy. Dal has qalqala, so give it a little bit of that bounce.
Dallu, dad is going to be heavy.
Min qablu, here this is going to be a heavy ikhfa, and then qaf is going to be heavy.
Qablu, ba has qalqala, so give it a little bit of that bounce.
Wa adallu, dad is going to be heavy.
Kathiran wa dallu, dad again is heavy.
عن سواء السبيل, سواء, this is going to be a four count mad, and this is going to be mad wajib muttasil. It is mad wajib because the mad and the hamza both appear within the same word. So this is going to be a fard mad, meaning that no matter what style of recitation you are doing, you must pull this for at least four or five count mad.
سواء السبيل,
and then here we will end on a four count mad.
لعين الذين كفروا,
عين is going to be from the middle of the throat.
كفروا, را is going to be heavy.
من بني, this is going to be إقلاب.
من بني إسرائيل,
بني, this is a four count mad, and it is mad jaiz because that ya and the hamza both appear within separate words. The mad and the hamza are both in separate words. So this is going to be mad jaiz, 4 to 5 counts. Isra'il, ra in this case is going to be heavy. And this is again a 4 count mad, but this one is going to be wajib because ra and hamza both appear within that same word. Isra'il, 4 to 5 count mad, wajib. Ala lisani Dawuda wa Isa bin Maryam. But here is going to be having qalqala, Maryam, ra in this case is heavy. Thalika bima asaw, sad is going to be heavy. Wa kanu ya'tadun, ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. Kanu la yatanahawna an munkarin fa'aluh. So here we have fa'aluh, and then there is a sukun on the ha. And then here we are going to give it a little bit more air when we stop here on the sukun to make sure that we are not dropping the ha when we give sukun to it. So when we say fa'aluh, you don't hear that ha at all. So give it a little bit of air, give it a little bit of humps coming from the chest. Fa'alu. Give it some of that air to make sure that it is audible, even when it has a sukun. Labi'sama. Here, hamza is going to have jahr, meaning that the sound abruptly stops when it comes out of the throat. So make sure that you do give it a little bit of that jerkiness to make sure that hamza with a sukun is audible. Ma kanu yaf'alun, fa is going to have humps. So it is going to have a little bit of air come out when you say it. And then when we stop here, this will be a 4-count mad. Kanu yaf'alun. And then we stop here on with a tawassut. So inshallah, that is our lesson for today, ayah number 77 to ayah number 79. And then inshallah, in the next class, we will continue from ayah number 80 of Surah Ma'idah. And then we will also begin the next topic of our mad, which is going to be mad arid lissukun. So inshallah, in the next class, we will cover that. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran. Inshallah, now it is time for the tafsir portion of our class, and I will see you all next week. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.